Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other at Trafalgar Square. The date today is the 14th of July 2009 and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
And my name is Davina Coburn, my date of birth is the 11th of the 6th, 87 and I'm from the East Midlands.
And what was it that inspired you to come along today and be part of One Another?
Well, I was doing an essay for Anthony Gormley about Trafalgar Square, and then I stumbled across this project and thought it was brilliant. The kind of work that I do is interactive as well, so
it's
nice.
What was your essay about?
It was about whether this can be classed as art or not. Interactive art, is it art or isn't it? And the response was varied. You know, there's been so many comments about this being like Big Brother, but the difference with this is that it's forever changing, forever new, and I find myself at 2 o'clock in the morning wanting to wait up till three to see the next person, so,
When you say you were doing an essay for Anthony Gormley, was it, do you know him already?
No, it was for Wimbledon College of Art, and we had to pick an artist and just write an essay about it, so.
And is that where you're studying at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at Wimbledon College of Art, yeah.
And what's your specialism?
I do sculpture as well, so interactive art and video. So it's my area, I suppose.
Brilliant. And what are you going to do on the plinth today?
I'm going to be I wanted to call it like red carpet glamour, a living mannequin for the living monument sort of thing. So that kind of thing, just to stand around. I don't know if I'm exactly until I get up there how I'm going to react, but just living for the moment, I suppose.
And can you describe your outfit for us and what made you wear this?
Yeah, I've been in contact with a couple of PR companies, designers, to see if they would sponsor me to wear their clothes for publicity. And at the moment, I am wearing a Vishalam Gur dress, with thanks to Blow PR. Melina Stratton has done my makeup for me, and Stephanie has done my hair from Lee Stafford Salons, and Gems TV have supplied my jewellery from Boudoir PR, so thanks to them. I look a little bit nicer than my usual day wear.
And what's the outfit that you've got on? Can you just describe it for the audio presentation?
I am very sequined. It's called Moulin Rouge dress. It's black, it's a black full-length gown with lots of layering, silver and black jewellery, very OTT, I suppose, smoky eyes.
And what made you decide to be a living mannequin?
I just think that there's so much behind celebrities at the moment, and the amount of attention they get from just standing there and promoting clothes and getting so much free seeding from companies to wear their things and promote it, and being such a public place at a prime time, I thought I'd quite to be the one that wears the designer clothes for once and be escalated up 3 metres in the air, so I thought I'd give it a go.
And then how do you feel about celebrity culture?
I think it's overrated. I think they're just people like us. They're one another. So I think that the publicity for celebrities, I think there should be more, you know, real life stories with real people. So I like this idea.
And what does it mean for you personally to stand on the fourth plinth?
It means a lot. I've thought about it, and I've been so stressed trying to, you know, think of something to do, because I know, you know, you only get one time, 1 hour, 15 minutes of fame, well, I get an hour, and it's really exciting, so I just, yeah.
Brilliant. And who are you doing this for?
For the companies, really, that are you know, that have helped me in what I'm wearing and how I look today, because otherwise then I would just be in another body. And I suppose that's kind of why I'm taking the mick out of celebrity culture, really, that I'm just, you know, a person the same as everyone else, and I'm wearing the designer clothes, but thanks to them I'm kind of equal. So
is image something that's important to you?
Yeah, it always has been. I mean, I've done, you know, dancing, theatre and things like that, and I was always told, I went to an etiquette school, so taught how to dress nice and shown how to do things like that. So I think it is. I think first impressions are a lasting impression. So
can you just describe to me what it's like to go to an etiquette school?
Hard work. Yeah, just the silliest little things about how to sit straight and hold your spoon when you're doing just little things. How I remember a lesson where I had 6-inch heels on and I was told to parade up and down this corridor until I got my walk right and things like that. So I think it's had a strong impact on me since, with growing up and moving a lot of places. So
yeah. And what's important to you in life at the moment?
I don't know. I always enjoy doing new things and being spontaneous, and I think this is the 17th or 18th house that I've lived in my life, and I'm 22, so I've always moved and I've always wanted, always enjoying meeting new people and travelling and trying something new like this, or I don't know. So.
Yeah. And can you tell me a bit about your background?
Well, I'm originally from Liverpool, and I've travelled around a lot with my dad and with family, and then mum's from Northampton, and I moved to London to go to university here. So I've got family everywhere, which is kind of sad, but so I'm quite used to being on my own. So, yeah.
And how do you think you will react to standing on the fourth plinth?
I think it's strange because, in the first year of university, there was a group of six of us that came to Trafalgar Square and did and slept here for 12 hours for a video project just at the bottom of the plinth, and it was freezing cold and all we had was sleeping bag, and we just did a video documentation every hour and it rained the entire time, so I was very miserable. And by the end of it, we did 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. and I was so happy by the end. So it's a bit of a long stint, but without the pressure of the public. So it's kind of the same, but kind of different, which I really like about it. So it's strange to be back here.
And how are you finding living in London?
I love it and I hate it because some people say hello to you, some people don't. And I always make an effort to talk to whoever I'm sitting next to on the tube, and I've been telling people, oh, I'm going on the fourth plinth tomorrow, and they were like, oh, I'll look at you, and so I'm trying to do my bit and just chatting to strangers.
What kind of reactions have you had when you've told people, friends or strangers?
There was a woman that followed me off the bus, it wasn't even her stop, and she followed me and she was asking what I was going to do up there. So it was really, really good response. Everyone's been really excited about it, and there was people on my street that I hadn't ever spoke to, and it seems like a good topic for the start of a conversation to say, oh, I'm going on the fourth plinth. And so it's nice that it's getting everyone together.
Yeah. And have you got any hopes or fears about going up there?
Fears that I'll probably be the first one that's been sick up there for nerves, but I don't know. I'm unsure because I've watched a lot of it online and there's been mixed reactions from people that I've spoke to about different acts, and, you know, some of them have got boring after like the first 10 minutes or something, and I really don't, you know, want that. It's different, it's my time, it's my experience at the end of the day, and everyone else are just spectators, so.
How are you going to perform a mannequin?
I don't know, just stands very, very still, I suppose. You know, act pretentious. Do the odd wave, maybe. I don't know until I go up there. It's very high, very different from seeing it down here.
Yeah. Did you get much choice with your outfit, what people supplied? Did you kind of...
I tried on a lot of clothes. When I went down to Blow PR yesterday, they were, you know, making me try on different outfits. It's, you know, it's a little bit different because I'm not a size zero, so I'm a normal person, so not a model, but there we go. I found one that kind of fits. So, yeah.
And do you think this is an outfit that reflects kind of your personality in a way?
I think it... Yes and no, because I do, you know, everyone likes a bit of the limelight and a little bit of attention, but I wouldn't normally dress like this, and I'd probably usually be dungarees in the sculpture yard, you know, hunting through a bag of plaster or something. But yeah, so it's not very often you get to wear a full length ball gown, not in London and not in these days, so... Take your opportunity.
is celebrity something that you make work out normally?
Not really, just the way that people react to being given something and the time that they, and how that, yeah, so if I give something to them, how they react to the, I don't know how to explain it, but I did a piece called Leave Me a Message. And it's been a bit like what people have been doing up there, where people have text in a telephone number, and I've played the voicemails and things on response, and I like that interaction between people, strangers, and things like that.
Great. Have you got a website or blog
or
anything you'd like to mention?
Yep, it's www.davinacoburn.com.
And is there a particular subject matter with your work that inspires it?
Not really, just life, the moment. Whatever happens, I tend to get a brainwave at 4 in the morning and then wake up. So, yeah.
And what impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
To my work?
However you wish to interpret.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'll probably be able to give you the answer afterwards, but I don't know. It's going to be so strange being so tall above everyone else when I'm used to being, you know, invisible, so to speak. So,
is the democratic kind of idea behind the project something that appealed to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think that to be a part of something that's meant to represent a community is really nice, and I've watched a lot of them, and there's been a real range of people getting up there, and people that you wouldn't normally look at in the street, you wouldn't say hello to on the tube or on the bus, or, you know, have conversations with. You tend to hang around with people that you know and are from the same background of, or whatever. So I think it's nice that people are seeing a lot of different acts and varieties and cultures.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much, Davina.
Thank you.